Welcome back to the Finsiders here on a Thursday evening. Greg Likens joined by General Manager Dennis Hickey of the Miami Dolphins. Pleased to have you in studio. Dennis, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing well.
Yeah, so we got past the draft. Before we get into that, I wanted to ask you about a new hire that was announced a little bit earlier this afternoon. Eric Stokes, Assistant General Manager. Tell us a little bit about him.
Yeah, obviously I worked with him at Tampa for a couple of years. And before that, we worked in the same area. Just had a lot of respect for him as an evaluator. He's a guy who's played the game. He's very organized and detailed and really talented and a great leader. Has a lot of great ideas and ways, big picture thinking. And he'll be a tremendous asset to our organization. And thrilled to have him and his family, his three girls and his wife, Tissa, to join us and be part of the Dolphin family.
Yes, welcome, Eric, to the Dolphins family here from the Finsiders. And so let's get into the draft. So the first draft as general manager is now in the books. We've got the 8-player classes complete. Overall, what are your thoughts on how it all came together?
Again, it was the cumulative work of a lot of people, and I really felt like jumping in midstream in the cycle of the draft process, I thought our staff all the way through the building did an outstanding job of preparation and just showing that we, as going into draft day, that we were prepared, we were confident, and we just kind of reacted to what was there in front of us. You know, on Friday, we moved up and back a lot. And obviously on Thursday we stood pat and took our right tackle. So we're excited to get that. I thought it went really well. Again, we were prepared. College free agency, we put a lot of time and effort in organizing that and structuring that, because it can be a little chaotic with 32 teams looking to fill sign 10 to 15 guys all at the same time once the bell rings. So there's a lot of prep work necessary, and I thought our guys did an outstanding job prepping for that.
Yeah, it's like a mad dash there at the end after the
somewhat,
draft ends,
yeah,
right? When you look back at the process, again, I know you've been in draft rooms before, but the first time as a general manager, what was the process like for you? Any surprises, or did everything go kind of as you expected?
Well, I wouldn't say probably neither. Obviously, there's different things that happen. You don't know the other team's draft board, so you're always prepared. We're focused on evaluating each player individually for the Miami Dolphins and ranking them accordingly. So that takes a lot of the guesswork of the draft day out, because we wanted to focus on how we evaluated each guy. And so then you just have the variable of moving up or moving down and having the guys ranked accordingly.
Dennis Hickey, General Manager of the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders. And one of the main storylines to emerge from the draft, people looking at the class with 8 players, 3 from SEC schools, 5 from FCS schools. And I'm just curious, when you guys are going through the scouting process, does the school or the conference in which guys play, does that play a factor?
No, you focus on the player and you focus on the traits, and obviously level of competition does come into play, but again, that's where all-star games and seeing the guys live and focusing on their, making sure their traits can translate to the next level, whether it be hands, whether it be quickness, whether it be burst, whether it be separation, whether it be playing strength, making sure those things and we felt comfortable with the guys. Again, the intention wasn't necessarily to draft small school guys. They were the best player available. And so we were happy to take those guys, and they've looked really good. That's the interesting part about moving the draft back 2 weeks, is now you're in the middle of phase two, where actually the rookies can be out there with the vets. So, I believe it was Monday or Tuesday, today's, our rookies were out there with the vets practicing. Obviously, there's no competition. It's just on air without a defense or without an offense going against. But going through individual drills and doing those things, it was really exciting jumping our rookies in, and they looked great.
So two of the rookies, the big members of the class, the offensive lineman, Juwan James, and, of course, Billy Turner. Is it fair to expect those two guys to come in and start right away on the offensive line?
Well, they're both talented players, and one of the things that we liked about both of them, really smart and really tough. And, those are the value, the traits that you're looking for guys to be able to transition quickly. Obviously, playing a lot as a rookie is always difficult, and there always be the growing pains with that. But both of these guys, we felt, had the makeup, the toughness, the smarts to be able to do that.
All right, Jarvis Landry, second-round selection, number 63 out of LSU. Fans are very excited about him, a skill position player. We had talked a couple of weeks before the draft about the depth at the wide receiver position.
Right.
You had a playmaker like Landry. First, your thoughts on him, and then how fun is it going to be to see all those guys compete at that position?
That's great. And that's part of our philosophy, is bringing in competitive environments. And you do that by bringing in quality players. And obviously, anybody who's watched the SEC has seen Jarvis Landry make plays, clutch plays, big plays, tough plays in traffic his whole career. And I've seen him play multiple times live, and he always jumped out. I mean, this guy is a football player. Not only that, but he also brings other elements with his toughness, ability to play on special teams, even some ability as a returner. You know, all those things really added to his value, and you're talking about a leader. Whenever you talk to anybody at LSU, they always talk about this guy is a guy, is the leader of that group. So we're really excited. I mean, he's done great here, and really excited to have him as part of our mix.
Dennis Hickey, general manager of the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders. And Dennis, when you take a look at the undrafted free agents, you mentioned that it was quite a process. Once the draft concludes, the seventh round is over, going after signing 15, 20 guys. Is there a common thread between those guys that you were looking for in terms of compiling that draft class?
Yeah, we want guys that love football. I mean, and that's a common thread in our draft class as well. You know, guys who are passionate about it because, you know, professional football is a grind. Anybody who's been in it, it's a grind. And you have to love it to be great at it and to push us to where we want to be as an organization, as a football team. You got to have a passion for the game to fight through the rough times and to make plays in clutch situations.
Dennis, one of the bigger picture question marks entering the offseason and kind of entering your tenure as the general manager was the offensive line, as filling some holes there. You've done quite a bit of that in terms of getting Brandon Albert now in the draft with a couple of players that we mentioned. When you look at the offensive line from when you started as the Dolphins general manager not too long ago to now, how do you see that improvement and how do you see that overall?
It certainly looks different. Look, in, you know, with Brandon Albert, Shelly Smith, Jason Fox, and then you know, with Billy Turner and Juwan James, it definitely looks different. And it's been exciting to see those guys interact and Brandon Albert really taking a leadership role and bringing some of the young rookies under his wing, so to speak, and seeing them interact. Because, again, the offensive line, that is a to be successful, that has to be a cohesive unit. And that's guys bonding, gelling together. And our coaches are doing an outstanding job, Coach John Benton, Jack McNeil, you know, starting that gelling process. And obviously, you know, Mike Pouncey doing a great job of leading the whole group. You know, he's been the guy that's been here. And so along with, you know, bringing those guys under his wing as well and leading the group.
Sticking on the offensive side of the ball, in addition to those guys that you just talked about, you made quite a few additions on the offensive side. So when you're looking at Ryan Tannehill, what he has to work with, kind of the complementary players around him, how do you see him progressing as this offseason continues and he approaches his third year as a starter in this league?
Yeah, really excited about what he's going to do. I think he's going to really take the next step that he's kind of built, progressing over his career and the new offense. And that's been the adjustment for everybody. You know, it's going to be a lot of different things that we're going to bring to the table under Bill Lazor's offense. But, you know, he's done a great job so far, and we're really anxious and excited to see how he progresses.
We are too. I know, speaking for myself and the fans, we're looking forward to that. All right, finally, Dennis, as we talk about all the rookies now being down here in-house and seeing how they're going to develop over the course of this offseason, how excited are you to see them on the field? You mentioned they're on the field with some of the veterans, but next weekend with the rookie minicamp starting up, you can really take a look at them.
Yeah, you love to see them out there. And now, being coached by your coaches, doing the things that they're going to be asked to do in our offense and defensive scheme and special teams, and you know, just seeing them out there competing, that's the exciting thing. And we feel like we have a great group of young players that are hungry, they're passionate, and they've been really competing, you know, just over the first couple of days, and we're excited to see that continue in rookie minicamp.
Good stuff. And finally, last question, any other tweaks to the roster that you expect going forward? Is most of your work done now as you enter training camp in a couple of weeks, or are you still going to be kind of doing some tweaking here and there?
Yeah, a couple of weeks, training camp. The draft just ended. I guess that's the new
right.
That's the new
a couple of months, I meant. Yeah. Yes, there we
yeah.
go.
we're always looking to improve. And so anytime a player is cut or a player can be that's made available, we're always going to look at it. If it helps us to continue to build to that best 53-man roster, we're going to look at it. So we'll continue. They'll go on through the summer.
All right, Dennis, thank you very much for joining us here on the Finsiders.